positive religion. Religion provides you the technique of discovering your Supreme Self within. Every step you take in life toward your union with the Self would be positive religion. Your desires are responsible for the gulf created between you and the real Self. Hence, you would be practicing positive religion when you use it to eliminate your desires. The spiritual courses help you achieve this. Bhakti Yoga, path of devotion, improves the quality of desires. Jnana Yoga, path of knowledge, changes their direction. And Karma Yoga, path of action, reduces their bulk. Bhakti Yoga is the course of devotion, where your mind surrenders to the Supreme Being that seems to hold the world together. When your feelings rise from the secular to the sublime, the thoughts engrossed in the affairs of the world get gradually displaced by the thought of divinity. The change in the quality of thought helps you eliminate your mundane thoughts and desires. Jnana Yoga is the course of knowledge which maintains the thought of the Supreme Reality in all transactions of life. Wherein the intellect keeps the mind focused on the eternal while it is engaged in the ephemeral world. As a result, the direction of thought shifts from the finite world to the infinite self. Here again, your varied thoughts get slowly absorbed into the one powerful thought of reality, and your thoughts and desires pertaining to the world drop off. Karma Yoga is the course of action dedicated to a high ideal beyond your self-centered interest in life. The highest ideal being self-realization. The mind is fixed on the ideal. The intellect directs all actions towards the attainment of the ideal. Consequently, the thoughts and desires for the world do not sustain themselves. The general idea, therefore, is to fix your attention and concentration upon the inner self in and through your transactions of life. Let the body be employed in your obligatory functions. Your mind feel its various emotions. Your gross intellect entertain multifarious thoughts of the world. But your subtle intellect must remain anchored in the self within. Thus, one part of your intellect should be ever glued to the self while your equipments are engaged in their respective activities. One wonders how this could be put into actual practice in life. The practicality of this discipline is brought about by the example of Indian classical music. In a public concert, the musician has a background note playing behind him all through his performance. It is called Shruti. He renders a variety of songs with different ragas, tunes, and talas, beats. But all along his performance, he is attuned to the Shruti, the note behind. One part of his concentration is always on the note. He keeps that invariable while he goes through the variable songs, ragas and talas. A classical musician will not sing without the Shruti, whereas a lay person will find the background note disturbing while he sings. Similarly, you would bring out the chaste music of life if you adopt this classical method of living. Let your subtle intellect be attuned to the Supreme Self while your body, mind, and gross intellect are engaged in their activities. Fix your concentration on the unchanging, pure consciousness while you go through your changing perceptions, emotions, and thoughts. That is classical living. It brings out the melody, harmony in life. Adopting the proper spiritual discipline, you command peace and happiness. A proportion the spiritual courses according to your personal requirement. Make sure the quantum is not too much or too little. The proportion of the exercises is as important as the dosage of medicine is to cure a disease. The medicine prescribed may be proper, but will not cure the disease if the dosage is improper. As you progress in your self-development, pitch up higher ideals, self-realization being the ultimate. Continuing your spiritual practices thus in accordance with your nature and capacity, your desires should drop off gradually. When the mind is freed from desires, it becomes balanced, prepared for meditation. You can then apply your mind to single-pointed meditation. With sustained meditation, you shall attain enlightenment. In the geometrical center of the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna declares this impeccable truth in verse 22 of chapter 9. To those who are attuned to the self with constant and unswerving focus, spiritual progress and enlightenment is assured.